In Iraq, thousands of Shiite Muslims were on hand yesterday when Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr Hakim arrived in the holy city of Najaf. Hakim spent the last two decades living in exile in Iran, where he formed an Iraqi opposition group, which is poised to play a role in a future Baghdad government. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In early 1980, after years of persecution and arrest, Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim slipped from his home country into neighboring Iran. 6 years later, living in Tehran, he became president of the Supreme Council for Islamic Revolution in Iraq, known as Skiri. Now he's returned to help shape the future of Iraq. Despite its Islamist ideology, Hakim's group says it wants a democratic state in Iraq, governed by a constitution. But Hakim's advisor, Adel Abdul Mahdi, says the constitution should respect Islam.
In this constitution, any Iraqi, not only an Islamist, will respect Islamic values. Will respect Islamic values. It's not only how the woman should be dressed or how we should do our prayers. Islam considers customs, habits, history, how to govern, is part of the Islamic way of coding things.
Many Iraqis say it's possible to have an Islamic republic without becoming a fundamentalist state like Iran. Shiite clergymen are allowed to run for office under certain conditions, says Karim Jaber, a Shia expert.
The Islamic ideology, from the side of view of Shia, the leader has to have two important characteristics, one concerning with the political and the other with deep understanding of the religion. They are not separate. Political and religion, it has to be present in the leadership. This is the idea that American or European does not understand.
Still, there are increasing concerns in Washington and among U.S. military officials here that Iraq could become another Iran. A plethora of Islamist parties has arisen among both the Shia and the minority Sunni Muslims. And in the absence of any viable government, it's the Shia clerics in the mosques who have moved in to fill the political vacuum. But Hakim's party is working with the Pentagon to form an interim Iraqi government. Hakim's advisor, Mahdi, says it has an important relationship with the U.S.
We take the thing very seriously. The Americans are here. They are the real power. They are the de facto power. We are dealing with them very seriously. We were always saying things as frank as we can, as sincere as we can, as objectively as we can.
Perhaps too frank. Ayatollah Hakim says he wants the American military out of Iraq. It's a sentiment echoed by most Shia leaders. And it's striking a chord among followers of one of the more radical leaders, Muqtadir Sadr, son of an assassinated Shiite clergyman. Sadr has been accused of involvement in the mob killings of two Shia clerics in Najaf in early April. Hassan, a Shiite doctor in Najaf who didn't want his last name used, says Sadr is also seen as a rival to Hakim.
He didn't reach to the level of Imam, but he is a son of Imam, who is killed by the previous government. So the people like him because his father is killed and his uncle, most of their family, very high and good family. This family is very good, high standard in their belief.
Others think that Sadr is a young firebrand who is simply trying to capitalize on his father's murder, and that he's trying to foment unrest against the American military. Both Hakim and Sadr are seeking support from among Iraq's 15 million Shia Muslims, many of whom face brutal discrimination by the government of Saddam Hussein. But after so many years of living in a dictatorship, there are other Shia Muslims who don't want decisions forced on them simply because of their religion, says Ahmed Hussein, a laundry worker in Basra.
We need our country to be liberal, not ruled by one person or two persons or one by idea. We don't like our country to be ruled by a people like Khomeini or something like that. We don't like a government like Khomeini.
That report was prepared by NPR's Jackie Northam.